A story from the suttas about the way the Buddha recommended we develop metta, or I should say, the depth to which he recommends that we develop metta, loving kindness. And the story is of a maid, Kali, and she was well known for her diligence and her effectiveness and her energy. And her mistress, the woman who employed her, had a reputation in the community for being kind, calm, very sweet. And these two were just going along in their relationship. And at one point, Kali thought, my mistress, she has quite a reputation for being kind and calm. Maybe I'll test this. So one morning, she gets up late. Doesn't show up when she's supposed to show up. Of course, she gets a scolding for this. It's like, why weren't you there? Why weren't you on time? Why weren't you up? Oh, it's no problem. What do you mean it's no problem? And Kali thinks, maybe there's really some ill will in there. Maybe I'll test her further. So she keeps going with this, getting up later and later every day, until finally the woman who is employing her, who has this reputation in the community for being just the nicest person on the planet, hits her over the head and she's bleeding, and then Kali goes running out and says, "See, she's so nice, look what she's done to me." And the Buddha tells this story by way of saying, this is not pure loving kindness. You'll know your loving kindness is fully developed when, no matter what people do or say to you, no matter how they treat you, you can wish them well, and you're kind to them, the heart. And he said very clearly, it's like people can speak to you in any number of ways. They can be kind, they can be unkind. They can tell you the truth, they can tell you lies. They can speak with a kind heart, they can speak to you with ill will. But he said, be like the earth. No matter what people drop on the earth, it receives it. So no matter how people speak towards you, practice loving kindness. Be friendly towards yourself and to that other person. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. Again, not passive, but not going to anger. Because as the Buddha said in the first chapter of the Dhammapada, hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone, by metta alone. So when we receive hatred by putting more hatred in the world, it only makes the world a hotter place. But if, when we receive that, we don't retaliate, but pause and do and say what we need to do and say with a heart of loving kindness, That's as a parami. Even if people are directly harming us. One of the most amazing examples of this is in the Tibetan tradition, many of the monks who were imprisoned by the Chinese have amazing stories to tell. Understanding that these Chinese guards that were torturing them were human beings, unhappy human beings. And one story in particular, it's deeply touching because the Dalai Lama had met this monk. He had been released from prison and managed to escape Tibet, came to India and was being received by His Holiness. And His Holiness said, "Were you ever afraid?" And the monk said, I was really very afraid. But it turned out he wasn't afraid for his own safety. He wasn't afraid of dying. He was afraid of losing his compassion. That's loving kindness as a parami. And we can all do this. It's a very high bar. But this is how to be effective in the world. So if people do things that bother us, annoy us, we can speak to them calmly rather than reacting out of anger. "You know, when you did that, I felt this. And I'd really appreciate it in the future if you didn't do that." When that kind of thing is said with a metta heart, people get it. They're not resistant. So, no matter what, this is metta as a power. That's all I wanted.